The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello and welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 132, and it's being recorded on February 17th, 2008. Well, welcome back. It's been a while since my last regular podcast. I've had a couple of podcasts from conferences and presentations and things like that, but it's been a while since I just sat down and talked a little bit about what's happening in my classroom, and I thought I would do that today. Lots of things have been happening with the Teacher of the Year activities for the state of Missouri over the last 3 or 4 months, and I do have a bunch of topics I'd like to eventually talk about and record as podcast. Today I'm going to talk about one specific project that's happening this spring, and it's one that I'm very excited about. It's a pilot with Microsoft using their MP3 player called the Zoom. I talked to Microsoft a little bit this summer at NEC in Atlanta and talked about possibly doing some type of educational pilot. And we got that pilot up and running just after Christmas break. And I just want to tell you a little bit about what we're doing in our classroom and then also see if anybody else is doing any similar projects, and we can kind of bounce some ideas off of each other. Well, the Zune is the Microsoft MP3 player, and it has the capability to use audio, video, and images, or pictures. And basically our pilot is Microsoft gave us a classroom set of Zunes that we can give to our students, and I'm not being paid at all for the pilot. It's just Microsoft donating the product to us so that we can use it for this research project. And each student in one of my classes, I have 6 different classes, and I was able to pick just one class, and I have 25 students in that class, and each student received their own 4 gigabyte Zune. And the idea is we want to see if them having content on the Zune is going to help them improve their test scores, help give them improved access to the information. And one of the aspects that I really like about the Zune is a lot of the things that I already do, I create in the PC platform. So for example, when we do notes, I do PowerPoint notes. When we create digital media, we typically do it using like PhotoStory 3. So the end product is already a Windows Media-based video. So that each of my students has the Zune, and I already do things called StudyCast, where I record audio reviews for students getting ready for upcoming tests. And so my students then can walk out of the classroom with the Zune and have the content, and I know that they have the StudyCast already loaded onto their player. And the students are allowed to take these players home. They're allowed to put their own content on the players as well, so we want it to become part of their lives. They can put different types of music and things on there as long as it's school appropriate, and I have the ability to check those at any time and see if there is any inappropriate content, and their parents can also check at any time. But the neat thing about the Zune that I think is kind of different than a lot of MP3 players is the social aspect of it. With the Zune, I'm able to beam, or I guess Microsoft uses the official term as squirt, but I tend to like the word beam. I can beam content to another person that has a Zune wirelessly. So to give you an example of how we're using that during the pilot, when I create my StudyCast, it's basically a 20-minute audio review helping a student get ready. It would basically be like if I was sitting down at a table with a student and kind of, you know, reviewing some of the content that we talked about to help prepare them for the test. So I record that using Audacity. It's an MP3 file. Using my Zune, once that StudyCast is on my particular Zune, I can then beam that to anybody else. So for example, say Billy's sitting in the front row, I can beam that to Billy. I just hit on there on my Zune that I want to send it, and as long as Billy has his MP3 player Zune within about 40 feet or so, I can then beam that to him, and without hooking up any wires, he's able to get that content to his particular Zune. So I can do that with audio. I can also do it with pictures. This is particularly helpful for us because As I mentioned, I do a lot of my notes using PowerPoint. So I can save my PowerPoint as an image collection, just save it as a JPEG, and then they're all saved in one particular folder. I can beam that folder collection to anybody wirelessly as well. Now, you cannot beam video at this time, but you can beam the audio and you can beam the photo collections. So, for example, my Unit 7.4 notes on the Gold Rush, I can save that, put it on my Zune, and then I can just send that wirelessly to anybody else in my class that has the Zune. So my students can now literally walk out of my classroom with a StudyCast on their Zune and also a copy of the notes. And the screen is large enough that you can see the notes. It's obviously going to depend a lot on how large your text is on your slides and things like that. I use rather large text on my slides, and I really limit myself to how much text content I put on each slide. So my students are really able to see all the content on each of their slides. So we're using this spring semester, and we're going to do some action research. And after each unit test, the students are going to fill out a little survey that says how many times they listen to the StudyCast, how many times they use the notes. We're also going to do some daily activities where I might do just kind of a discussion type question, or I might beam them a map that I want them to look at. And you can zoom in on the particular screen. So if I sent them a map, say, of Civil War battlefields. Even though the screen is going to be relatively small for them to look at, they can zoom in on any part of that map and see greater detail. So it's a really cool tool. My students are very excited about it. We're just getting into the first unit test, actually this next week, so we'll kind of see how they use the StudyCast and things, but I'm really excited to see what the results of the different surveys are. We're also doing surveys with their parents so that they can do kind of a little feedback comparison of how they think students are using it at home, if they think it's helpful, and it's been a really neat experiment so far. I'm really eager to see kind of how it evolves over the course of the next semester, because I think that with any of these technological tools, once you start using it is when you really start to get the innovative part of, oh, I could use it for this, or I could use it for this particular thing. And I think we're kind of at that phase right now where, you know, the gadget oohs and ahs of, oh, I have a Zune, is kind of wearing off to the point of, okay, I've got this Zune, now what kind of content can we beam back and forth? We'd like to eventually get into some things where my students are creating content and then beaming it to other people as well. All my students know how to use Audacity. That was part of our class, and I showed them how to use that tool earlier this year so they can create their own content with audio. They also do their own things with movies. We use PhotoStory 3 for various projects. And then, of course, they also know how to use PowerPoint. So, you know, just kind of a neat thing to be able to have something with you that has content on it. You can beam it to other people. You can share it with people. And we'll have quite a bit of data when we get done with the pilot. So really excited about it. And I'd really like to hear from anybody else that's using Zunes in particular in any type of educational setting. There are just a couple of schools, I believe, right now that are doing some piloting for Microsoft. But I'm sure there's some other people out there using Zunes. And I would love to hear how you might possibly be using them in your own classroom. Well, until next time, thank you so much for listening to Speaking of History. And of course, you can get the links and various things on our website, and that's available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.